Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin with you, along with Pastor Vince, Becky Ferrant, and Brian Hutton, our resident. Today, we are going to talk about coaching apprentices or coaching up the next leader you're developing. And Becky has much experience with that. So we're going to jump right in and say, Becky, introduce yourselves to the group leaders. And
hey, guys, my name is Becky Ferrant, and I'm the Women's Bible Study Coordinator here at Grace and at the Pickerington campus. And a couple things I want to say about when you're coaching an apprentice is making sure that you establish regular times of check-in. Oftentimes when you're leading somebody and it's been 6-9 months and then you go, hey, I want to give feedback, it feels a little off-putting to them. So just establishing, you know, a time that you guys can connect. And if you haven't done that, just say, hey, one of the things that I've realized that we haven't done is had regular check-ins. So I want to, you know, are you open to having regular check-ins so that we can give feedback?
Becky, do you tell them on the front end that you're going to do that?
Yes. Yes. I usually, whenever I have somebody that's in my group, say, hey, you know, I would like to just take 5-10 minutes at the end of group to just go over what went well, what we can improve on.
Great.
Then the second thing is asking them. So before you start coaching up, is asking them what they think they did well and what they can improve on. Because generally they know before you even say something, they already know what they need to work on. So asking them a question, it's always better to start with a question than just go into straight coaching. So ask them what they did well and what they think they can improve on. And then the next follow-up question is ask them what their greatest challenges in when they lead and how you can support them.
Yeah.
So what's your greatest challenge? Usually they're going to talk about somebody who talks too much, someone who doesn't talk enough, not knowing how to, you know, when they ask a question, nobody answers. They end up answering the question themselves because they, you know, the awkward silence. Mm-hmm. And so asking what their greatest challenge is and how you can support them. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can do some idea generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say the last thing that I would say that I do is give them a stretch. So, hey, can I give you a challenge or can I give you a stretch for this next week? So maybe the stretch is, can you count to 10 before answering the question?
Mm-hmm.
So can I just give you a stretch? This week you're just going to count to 10 before you answer a question. Or, hey, how about this week you don't answer any of the questions? Or maybe another stretch could be, hey, everyone's going to answer this question because, you know, there's usually 2 or 3 people in the group that just constantly talk. And so, okay, can I give you a stretch? Can you create an opportunity where everybody answers the question? So maybe that's like, hey, so this first question, I want to hear from everybody at the table. So let's go ahead and start with Brian or let's start with Vince. Or maybe you give them the stretch of when so-and-so overtakes the conversation, interrupting them with love, which is so hard. But I like to say when you interrupt, you're interrupting with love because you're creating a space that everyone can share. So interrupting with love. And so maybe it is, okay, you know, next time Julie, you know, talks and she's over-talking everyone, say, you know, hey, Julie, thank you so much for your thoughts, but I want to keep the conversation going and I want to make this space safe so that everyone can share.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for some people, that's going to be a huge stretch. But I like to talk about interrupting with love. You know, like you're not interrupting to be mean. You're not interrupting to hurt. You're interrupting with love to create a safe space for everyone to you know, be able to share and
sure.
be able to. So those are my top 4 tips, I guess, that I usually do when coaching people.
Becky, how do you feel about the sandwich method of
feedback? It really just depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
If you're talking to somebody who is more controlling or analyzer in nature, they like direct.
Yeah.
If you're talking to somebody
like
who,
yourself.
Yes, like myself. Notice I said the 4 things in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you're someone who is more like supportive in nature or more of like a promoter, somebody who, you know, is inspirational, you know, tends to talk a lot themselves, then generally the sandwich method is going to work.
Yeah.
But I mean, people who are more controlling and analyzing, they know when you're sandwiching them and they usually don't love it.
Yeah.
So it really just depends on who you're talking to, whether it's I need to be direct with them or I actually need to take more of a supportive role. And that's where some of those asking more questions can actually prove more fruitful in your conversation.
Sure. Tell us, if you will, tell us a success story around giving feedback and coaching up and also some challenge.
Okay, so, you know, when I've sat in groups and co-led before, first of all, in Women's Bible Study, we do have a feedback form that we give, you know, and we go around to all the groups and things like that. But I would say when I had a co-lead before, she was definitely more in the supporting role and not such a, like, direct person like I was. So I made it, like, the goal to ask her 5 questions before I started coaching. So I would ask her 5 questions. And generally, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to steer this. Generally, she came up with it. Herself, and then I was able to say, okay, you know, are you open to feedback? Or, and I always ask for permission. Are you, can I give you some thoughts?
That's really good.
And then, you know, they responded really well. And so I gave her the stretch of not answering the question at all. And so for the next 3 weeks, she didn't answer the question at all. And it was amazing how much more fruitful the group was, because everyone waited for her to save them to, so they didn't have to answer the question. And once she was able to take herself out of it and realize it's actually about the group, and because when you're answering the question over and over yourself, it's, you're making it more about you. Oh, I don't want it to be comfortable, uncomfortable for other people. No, you don't want it to be uncomfortable for you. Sure. So I would say that. I would say the challenge, the biggest challenge everyone always comes up with is the person who overtakes the conversation. But I feel rude if I say something. And so it really is helping them understand, like, you know, what are the prices that you're paying and the group is paying for this person to dominate? You know, they don't feel safe. They might not come back to group. All of a sudden you start noticing people not coming to group or not signing up for Bible study again. So the price you're paying, that's a pretty big price, because this is someone's spiritual life. So interrupting with love, can I talk to you about what that would look like? And so I would say the biggest challenge that I've ever experienced in with leading with women has been, how do you get a group leader to be empowered to interrupt with love?
That's really good. Brian, Vince, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. One of the things, Becky, you said earlier, and I've seen this play out in a variety of different ways, is just the different ways that people receive feedback. So is that something that you ask them for, or you ask them up front of, like, hey, what's the best way that you receive feedback? Or is that something you kind of pick up on as you interact with them as a leader?
I mean, most of the time, like, I mean, people fall in 1 of 4 quadrants for me. So I'm already, like, assessing you as a person. Like, are you a promoter? Are you an analyzer? Are you a controller? Are you a supporter? And so I usually know that about them. But the one thing I will say is, hey, like, when I'm giving you feedback, do you prefer more of a cheerleader, or do you prefer more someone who's direct? And most of the time they're like, I think I want a balance of both. But you can tell pretty quick of, you know, the type of person that they are, whether they want direct or whether they, you know, they need the sandwich, like, you know, Kevin kind of said. But if you don't know, ask. I mean, I mean, there's no harm in saying, hey, how can I best support you? How can I, how are you best encouraged? You know, that kind of thing.
That's good.
So that's, we're coming up to the end of our time. Becky, I want to thank you for your thoughts. And I'm sure our group leaders are going to get much out of this as they look for the next leader in their circles that they can coach up. So group leaders, that's your challenge over the next number of weeks, is to look around your circles, find a person who you think has the leadership skills to be a group leader at some point or a circle leader, and coach them up, like, have the conversation. I, one of the things I've learned from Becky over the years is don't be afraid to ask. Like, just ask. People inherently want to be a part of the whole system here around helping people find Jesus. So
can I ask, can I insert
please, one? Please.
One other thing, if you're not asking people to be group leaders, you're making it about yourself and not about them. Because the best thing you can do is serve other people and help rise them up in their leadership. So if you're afraid to ask, it's, you're making it about yourself and not about them.
Yeah, so that's really good. And we get that from group leaders, like, oh, I don't have anybody in my group that could lead. Well, did you ask them? Right?
I mean, literally make the ask, because even if they say no, again, they're not saying no to you. You know, if they say no, they are so grateful you asked. And it might be a no, or I would say it's never a no. A lot of times it's just a not right now. So I would say, you know, okay, I hear you saying no right now, but I just want you to know, like, what I heard is a not yet. I'm going to keep asking you because I see so much potential in you.
That's rich. So, well, group leaders, that's your challenge for the coming weeks. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.